Recording.
We are.
Yep.
Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast. It is the 11th of May, 2021. And you had touched on something earlier this morning that got me thinking.
I did.
Right towards the end of the program, you were talking about the fabulous sports babe and that you were on with her. But you had said that you had called her show earlier in your life. Is that correct or not?
No.
But you talked about being on some other show. Or you were on her show.
I was a guest on her show.
Oh, you were the guest. Okay.
I was a guest on her show.
So then my question to you is, it made me think, my question to you is, have you ever called into a sports talk show? I think I probably know the answer, but did you ever do that in your younger days before you actually got into the industry?
It's funny you say that. Not when I was a kid. I never called into the radio station, whether it be music or sports related. Well, when I was a kid, there was really no sports talk radio. You know, if you had a news talk format, TMJ, WCCO, KOA out in Denver, you know, they might have dedicated 2-3 hours at the most to sports talk at night. You know, it was relegated to night. And maybe they had a sports show on the weekend. But obviously, when we were kids, there was no sports talk radio per se. But I never did. But I'll tell you what, there was this fabulous show on, I believe it was KFAN in Minneapolis in the 90s. I wonder if you could Wikipedia this or Google this, too. Called Sports Warp.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, or guys, I think this is one guy, could impersonate or do the impression of so many athletes and front office people and stuff, and that's what it was called. And you would call in to talk to so-and-so about that particular sport, and he would hold the conversation as if you were talking to that guy.
Really?
And sound like him, the mannerism. I called in one time. It's the only time I've ever called in. And so this had to have been early 90s. Because I called in to talk to Lou Nanny, who was then the general manager of the Minnesota North Stars. I believe it was talk about the Stanley Cup Finals between the North Stars and the Penguins. And it was hilarious.
That is funny.
And, I mean, this was must-listen-to radio, because this guy was so good. And he'd, isn't Mean Gene Okerlund the guy that did, like, the old WAA wrestling or whatever it was? He was from, I believe...
Oh, okay.
I believe he was from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the old World Wrestling, whatever it was, back when you had King Kong Bundy, you know, the early, before WWE. And he would be Mean Gene Okerlund, and he could just do all these voices. It was must-listen radio. I listened all the time.
That's awesome.
It was so good. Talented. I wish... Because I was actually in radio at the time, and I just would listen to him with envy going, God, I wish I was that talented and could do something like that.
That's funny. I remember the first time I ever called a sports show or was called in on the radio. Actually, the first time I tried calling the radio was probably way before I ever did it with a sports station. Like you said, they weren't as prevalent, although... When I was, you know, growing up in Chicago, there was sports radio was starting on a full-time basis in Chicago. I was well into my teen years when it started. But WGN had some sports talk because they were the home of the Cubs and stuff. And
okay.
And but I remember calling a country station when I was a little kid, trying to win a contest, and it was always like, you know, you always get the dial or the busy signal.
Mm-hmm.
Signal. When you got a ring, if you ever got a ring, it was like, hey, it's ringing. But WMAQ was the radio, WMAQ TV channel 5, but WMAQ radio, we used to be a country station. I think they're news now or something, but I remember trying to win a contest they had. But then I do remember I was probably 10 or 11, and I called in and I got on the radio with a guy named Chuck Swirsky.
Okay.
Who hosted some type of sports talk on a Sunday evenings, I think. And I called in. This was when Ralph Sampson was playing at Virginia. And I think they had just won, got to the Final Four or something, and Samson had a monster game. And I remember talking to him about that. And I called in to talk about that. And I don't remember exactly why. But I want to say it was probably because DePaul was involved in some way in the tournament at the time. And they were really prominent in the late 70s, 79, 80, around there. So I would have been a little bit older, 13 or so. But anyway, okay. I remember being on with Chuck Swirsky. And then later in my life, I used to call the score in Chicago a lot. I'd be on there. I was probably been on there half a dozen times over the years before I was ever in radio. I was in college at the time or before college. And but that was always on my radio all the time. And there were a few times when I called in, got on. When I lived in Rockford even. Actually, when I was in radio, when I lived in Rockford, I called into the score one time, I remember. But, yeah, it's interesting because we see a lot of people out on the street that recognize us. Or, you know, if we're doing a station event, people come up and talk to us and go, oh, man, I listen all the time.
But I never
and
call.
And then they always follow it up with, but I never call in.
Right.
But I never call in. I'm like, well, that's fine. I mean, most people don't call
in. No, they don't. I mean, they figure like it's like 1%, I believe, something along those lines. But whenever somebody tells me that, I listen, but I don't call, I say, hey, I need listeners.
For sure.
That's the most important thing.
You wouldn't be nowhere without the listeners.
Listening is number one. Calling is number two.
Yeah. But I was just curious if you've ever been on the other end and been a caller.
Only did that the one time.
I have done it.
Yeah. That's it. But
so if you do listen and don't call, don't worry. But why don't you give it a shot one time or two?
There
give it a try. We won't hurt
we
you.
We don't bite.
We don't bite at all.
And in most cases, we're
it'll
pretty
be
nice.
Fun. We try to be. So give it a shot next time you listen to the Bill and Rookie Experience, and hopefully that'll be tomorrow morning. It starts every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.